I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Guys, we were just having a rousing discussion about pants length for college football players before we started. That is dumb. Can we agree? Like I said,
I just saw, like I said, I just saw a blurb about something happened in college football. Didn't look into it or anything. And I just asked you guys. And yeah, the hard hitting important things of college football.
The college football news this week is that there will be no ruling on pants length. That's it.
And I mean, we're olds. I mean, I'm sure we don't care for the super short pants.
No, I'm the opposite. Like
I just don't think aesthetically it looks good.
We're from
aesthetically it looks terrible.
Terrible.
Sure, fine. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's all.
Like we're from an era where we had the biggest fucking thigh and knee pads imaginable. Like
well, I mean the 80s were
a little bit.
I get what you're saying, but
so okay.
Well, it's cuz
no, it no, from, but, it but the pads we were using in the 90s were from the 80s. So like same stuff. Right. And these old Rydell helmets, man. Like, oh, they were brutal. Like the jerseys and the fucking pads we used to wear in high school were brutal. Like they sucked. And so I'm all for it. They got like the lighter fabrics now. Like you want to hike your pants up and risk knee injuries? Fucking go for it. Who am I to tell you?
Yeah, I don't care about. I don't care about that. Yeah, if you want to risk getting smashed in the thigh or the knee because you don't have padding, that's on you, dog.
Totally.
I don't care, but I just think it looks awful.
Like when it's the kickers trotting out there and their shorts are a 7-inch inseam or a 5-inch inseam, it's like, A, it looks dumb. B, you're a kicker. Like if Myles Garrett wants to roll out there wearing booty shorts, I ain't saying a damn thing. But when it's college kickers from Oklahoma, I don't know, man. It's a no for me, dog.
I couldn't agree less. I couldn't agree less, especially for a kicker. You let that leg flow free. You know what? You know what I want? I want the Angel Reese thing. I want one leg with a normal pant leg and one leg like up to the gooch. You know what I mean? Like give freedom.
But it's not freedom. You're rolling them up. You're restricting your thighs.
Restriction.
Well, I want to cut them. Cut them. That's Daisy Dukes.
But they don't cut them. No. But they don't cut them.
They should.
I mean, simple solution, just get rid of kickers, I think. Done.
Okay.
Problem solved.
No, no.
Get rid of those kickers.
The angst of a kicker fucking up a well-played game is amazing.
Oh, actually.
It evens out in your fanhood eventually. It evens out.
It will, yeah.
But
you have runs like, you know, the Colts had Adam Vinatieri for a while, and it's nice having a good kicker. Braga has had to deal with some rough kickers over the years.
And they had Robbie Gold for a while.
And they had Robbie Gold. So, yeah, it ebbs and flows with your team's success in kickers.
For like 7 years, Harrison Butker, automatic from 60. Automatic. The last 2 years, can't make an extra point to save his life.
Falls to a knee a lot. It's so weird. His mechanics are fucked. If he's even still on the team?
Oh, he's still on the team.
They lock him up to a deal a couple of years ago?
No, I just think they've trotted, because he's been injured so much the last couple of years. Yeah. They've had like 3 or 4 guys in, and they're all worse than him. So I think they're just like, we'll ride it out with this guy.
Yep.
Maldonado booty short fan art.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what every Duck fan needs.
Yeah, let's waste our valuable drinking water and have WCP do some AI art of that. Go for it.
I will say, like, on the short shorts, the football look, I don't think it looks good, but I don't care.
Right.
It doesn't matter to me. But do you remember the 2019-2020 Memphis Tiger basketball team with James Wiseman? Do you remember that team?
Remember his handful of years a handful of games he played. Yeah,
it's a handful of games. That team had like 3 or 4 guys that did the Angel Reese before Angel Reese, where they were rolling their shorts up to the fold of their butt cheeks. And it's I don't know. I don't want to explain the male genitalia to you guys, but like, that's a dangerous game.
It's a risky proposition. Yeah.
It's a risky proposition because you know they're not wearing jock straps because no one has worn a jock strap in 30 years. Yeah. So, yeah, that one I didn't like. Oregon played them, I think, at the Moda Center. And I was like, I'm just uncomfortable. I just think an elephant trunk is going to unfurl, and it's on national TV, and I don't like this.
And think of the children. What would happen if the children. saw an elephant trunk? What would happen?
Speaking of children and bad parenting, can I tell you some bad parenting from within this house? So the youngest kid was sick for a couple of days from the weekend into Monday and Tuesday, stayed home. And somehow, found Dexter.
Dexter's laboratory or Dexter the killer?
Shut up, Dexter, Didi. You're stupid.
And I come home for lunch and he's watching it.
I
talk to the wife. She's like, well, we've seen it. And it doesn't get that bad. It's not like the reboot, which is terrible. And I was like, literally, I'm sitting there and go, I'm not worried about the murder. But it's the, and literally 4 seconds later, full on hardcore, like fucking going on. And I was like, that.
Click.
That. And he turns around. He's like, all right, I'm good.
Your kid said that?
Yep. He's like, I'm out. Because it wasn't.
I'm trying to remember there being plowing in Dexter. Dexter's kind of asexual. It wasn't really
him. There's not a lot of it. But there's a couple scenes, and it's not just romantical one. It's pretty like
ball slapping.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
It's a little choky.
It's a little choky. And it's not like the reboot. The reboot, she was like, I will never let him watch that one. I just thought that was funny. Within 30 seconds, she's like, okay,
yeah,
you're like, right.
It felt like the first like. Shows do this too. Like the first season, they're always trying to like justify being on Showtime or being on HBO. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, we got to establish that like grown-ups should be watching this show. Like,
yes.
So let's have this.
The True Blood conundrum of
there you go
showing Anna Paquin's titties like every other episode. There I think in that first season or two. Yeah, and then
there you go. Yep.
And shutting that gap tooth down.
What a name. What a drop.
And Lizzie Kaplan. Remember Lizzie Kaplan? Yeah. Hoo-wee! That was a hell of a few episodes with Lizzie Kaplan on that show. That is.
I guess that goes, for King's problem, goes towards parenting is, all right, I mean, it's not porn. You know, you're not seeing insertion. Is excessive murder violence better than some tits and simulated intercourse?
Well, see, the tough thing now is if you allow your kid to have access to anything and you're not like, they're going to find, I mean, they can find anything.
Yeah.
But like technically even like murder games. I mean, Grand Theft Auto was how long ago? You know what I mean?
30 years ago, or like the first one.
That murder to me is kind of hard one to like, once I get into middle school, it's like,
Video games.
I mean,
whatever.
It is what it is. And, you know, even games like Fortnite, they're not gratuitous.
Bro.
But you're still shooting people. Shooting characters from The Office wearing bunny ears. Like, you know.
I think, like, because my kid's about to go into high school next year. I think it depends on the kid. Every kid's different. But, like, I think I give him benefit of the doubt simply because of the conversations I've had with him before of like the shit that he and his friends talk about at school and the stuff that they hear from other kids and teachers at school of like the real life shit that's going on around them is like a lot of the stuff they're hearing is like way worse than any like simulated sex scene on a TV show or
crazy,
whatever.
What kind of liberal ass school you got your child in, Braga? Not in our coming America schools. They're not going to have that. Not where the fucking Ten Commandments are posted proudly.
Yeah. No, and they have to.
We're going to weed that shit out.
You got to put their hand on a Bible every morning and read scripture. Yeah, no.
I mean, I don't have a child, but I think once you have to drills. I'm good, I think, on that.
Mine's being a pain in the head. No, I'm just kidding.
But I think maybe once you have to, like, run drills about avoiding getting shot in the face at school, maybe seeing some murder is not the worst. You know, it's going to happen, right? It's not as bad as, it's like, you're training daily weekly, monthly, whatever it does now.
Like, don't show your elementary school kid American History X, but like, you know, when they're like a teenager, they're probably okay knowing about that stuff. You know, as a matter of fact, you're probably doing them a disservice, like, not telling them about that stuff. Maybe not like overtly showing them like ultra violence and blah blah blah, but like, you know, hiding shit from them isn't doing them any favors. Then they're going to be in their 20s and a member of this fucked up society that we're in, and they're not going to know what the hell.
Sit down,
is going
Samantha.
On.
Let me show you a Bukkake video. I just want you to know it's out there.
Let me show you careful. A few simulated rape scenes on this HBO show.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
See, Samantha, it's all about timing. You don't want two going at once here. You want to extend this video out. But what was my train of thought? Oh, like as us growing up,
running
was like,
one.
No, it's like I saw Pulp Fiction when it came out,
right?
And
right.
I was like 11, and it's like there's no nudity in it, but seeing someone OD and have a syringe stabbed in their heart and gimp, someone like get raped,
yeah,
in it, it's like. I mean, it's you're gonna find shit.
You don't, and you don't necessarily anyways. like
two girls, one cup. And that was a little later. Yeah, that was still not prepared. That was maybe slightly post high school.
And like when you're that age too, you don't necessarily know what to do with that information, right? Like, I saw it. I don't know what the fuck it is. I got like an idea about what it is. I know it's probably bad. So there, I'll just move forward in my life knowing that I've seen like literally the scene at the end of fucking Pulp Fiction. Like, I will go through the rest of my life having seen that scene when I saw it, which was when I was a kid, and not knowing what it was until way later. And now then you become an adult and you're like, oh yeah, I probably shouldn't have seen that. But also, yeah, here I am. I didn't do any of that stuff, so you know.
Saw Deliverance around then too. It's like,
what era? What we're like the last batch of kids era, however you put that. We're like, now you can shelter your kid now. Like, you can't, you know, no internet. You know, you can tamp everything down. No phone, no nothing. But like, once the internet was invented, like, you're really, as a parent, again, you could put locks in on stuff. Listen,
no, you saw find a way. Yeah,
you found a way. You found a way. I found a way. We all found a way. And in our time, that was in a living room section or a communal computer room. like we didn't have these devices in our palms. You know what I mean? So it. There's
Shout out having a TV in my room with scrambled Showtime back in the day.
Oh my God, the best.
I remember,
Wavy boobs? Come on, man.
silk stockings rolling into wavy Showtime. What a time.
Man. Eon Flux got me.
Oh baby.
You red shoe dye. Oh.
The fucking outfit she was wearing, man. Woo. Jeez Louise.
Just her catching a fly in her eyelashes got me going. I was like, oh my God. I don't know why, but
every time I see flies around like my house, I'm just suddenly I get an erection. I don't know why.
Real quick, Booble, I was not a real sex guy. I was a taxi cab confessions guy.
Absolutely.
When the free HBO weekend came on like every 6 months, taxi cab confessions over. Real sex.
Real sex was something else, man.
Too many weird stuff coming out of real sex.
That was the thing, is like it was real. And like it was what like actual old couples were doing. And it's like that ain't sexy, man.
Yeah, there was some stuff on that one where I was like,
I mean, yes, there are boobs on the television right now. And I acknowledge that I like boobs, but
you look like Rose from the Titanic, so I don't need to see your boobs.
Yeah.
Or hear about your dildo collection. I'm good. Thank you. Bye.
Or you catch a titty in between like learning about diaper play. And like, nah, dog, I'm good. I'm good on this show, man.
I really could have gone my whole life not knowing about diaper play. Like, again, like sometimes as a kid, you see some stuff that you regret. Like the end of Pulp Fiction, I was like, yeah, I'll be okay. But like the real sex diaper play stuff, like I could have gone my whole life not having seen that, not knowing that exists.
Yeah, there's some stuff you saw on that show where I'm like, I will never achieve that level of freak.
No.
Hey.
Even now, I could get a divorce and, you know, go through my little thing. I will never achieve that level of freak I saw in 1999 on Real Sex. Never. Never. Just won't happen.
Well,
too
like
much.
If you're in our Discord, you know that getting a divorce and getting left by your wife is like the cool thing to do now. So get on the train. Yeah,
The coolest.
Yeah, it gets you an Asian fetish, we found out. So there you go.
Divorce maxing. That's
divorce
what it's all
maxing.
About. Yeah.
Well, there is the difference. You're stuck in a crossroads right now, Braga. You have the kind of classic nerdy guy that goes the Japan route for your Asian fetish.
Oh boy.
Or you go a creepy guy and go to like the Vietnam side of it where it gets.
Why are Vietnamese people creepy, Ski? Like,
no, what tends to happen for men that go to Nam nowadays?
If you're going to Thailand as a single white man,
you know what's happening. Just by yourself. I really need to like explore myself and like figure out who I am.
I always laugh. I mean, you always hear all the stories of the person that goes like Thailand and finds a wife and it comes back and they just hate him. And it's like, I thought I was getting this woman that loves me. It's like, dog, you went to Thailand.
Yeah, what did you expect?
You found someone that's half your age. What do you think's going to happen, dog? Uh-huh. It's like,
By the way, she's about to get sent back. Just FYI.
Thank God Donnie T's in now. We're good.
Send it back to Lady Boys. Get them out. Ship them out. No more Lady Boys.
She doesn't love you anyways.
Braga takes Bangkok.
Saw that. Yeah.
We got Braga Bangkok is the best porn name ever.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah.
It's multifaceted. You go either any genre with that.
Silly woman.
By the way, looking back,
Ludacris had a famous line that he banged cock in Bangkok.
Bangkok.
Yeah. Let's break that one down.
Ludacris. Was he the first woke rapper?
Yeah.
Was he trying to tell us something?
He's bi. Like
he must be. I think so.
I know, like Tyler the Creator, famously bi. Like he was following in Ludacris's coattails. Like, yeah. How about
that? Did you see that video? I think it was earlier this week. Was at a Lakers game of Tyler the Creator just housing a glizzy courtside, fully knowing what he was doing. It was very funny. He was trying not to laugh. He 7 inches just down,
gagging on it.
Yeah,
that's. No, never mind. No, never mind. Never mind. I was about to go on a tangent, and I'm not going to go on that tangent.
Hey, good for us not going on a tangent.
Not going
once.
On that tangent specifically. Yeah. Back on the AI thing. How do your kids talk about AI? Do they use it? Like, yeah.
My oldest would
show kids crossing up Eric Snow and stepping over him. You know, that's just me.
My oldest has used it. My youngest, 12-year-old, I mean, knows it exists, but shared some AI stuff to me. But no, but my oldest has done some stuff with it. But
yeah, like my kid the other day, like I brought up because my work uses it, but they pay for it. And they pay for like the Copilot thing, the Microsoft Copilot. And they're like, they teach us how to use it to make our jobs more efficient, basically. Like, I was talking about my boss earlier today about it. And I was like, you know, I'm doing so much during the damn day. Like, I do not have any fear of AI taking my job or anything like that because I like good luck with AI being able to like actually talk to people and do all the things that we do, but like using it to make my job more efficient is perfect. And I've started to like figure out ways to do that. And it's fucking fantastic. I love it. And I was like telling my kid that, and he was like reprimanding me for it. Like, super, super woke kid, like, for sure.
Super against it?
Super against it. Like, you know, that uses, like, all our water and stuff, right? Like, seriously, like, telling me, like, hey, you don't use that. And I was like, okay, I know what you mean. You're talking about, like, ChatGPT and stuff. This is, like, a program that my work pays for, and they tell us to use, and so I'm using. I'm just FYI. And he's like, yeah, but, like, kids at my school are so fucking obnoxious about it. Like, oh, you got to use ChatGPT for that. You got to use ChatGPT for this. And they're, like, super fucking annoying about it, apparently. But he's, like, super on that, like, hey, let's save our water, boys, or we're going to think about his, like, in 30 years when the reservoirs are empty. And
Colorado like, River.
Yeah.
Hey, well,
it's the road, right? Like,
well, hopefully in 30 years, I mean, hopefully we're gone.
Well, we'll
I mean,
be.
We have hit 70. Yeah. 70 years old. That's plenty of years.
He's thinking about his own future, man. Which, well, good for him, I guess.
Well, when we hit that boomer time, now it's fuck them kids. What do I care?
Absolutely.
Give me all the AI. Let's use up all the water.
I'll be living in Scottsdale. I don't need water.
You'll be living in Scottsdale.
Look where I live.
Standing in your front yard with the hose on for like 2 hours. Just watering your yard.
Yeah. Yes.
I like being those people. You have your, you know, in Oregon, having your sprinkler systems running in the spring or in fall or winter in Oregon.
Oh yeah,
when it's going to rain 5 hours from now.
Crazy.
Yeah. I want to be one of those people. Yeah.
My work facility does that, and I just laugh. I'm like, it's January 9th. Yeah. Why are we running a sprinkler? 7,000 sprinklers on this campus. What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Why are we paying Rexius to mow on December 17th?
I'm gonna refrain from comment on the money spending practices of your company. I'm gonna be back here.
I don't work for that company.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm a subsidiary.
Fair enough. All right, cool.
But yes.
Are you an independent contractor?
You are not wrong. Not independent. Yeah, sure. Close enough.
Yeah.
Under the umbrella.
I genuinely, it's not wrong though. Yeah, I genuinely hope like people have no idea what we're talking about. Like genuinely, I don't want this getting back to anybody.
It's not a great parent company.
Sure. I love mine personally.
This guy loves giant conglomerates.
I do.
Like a true American.
Fortune 500, like. Can I get a Fortune 600? Like, yeah. I don't even know what that means.
Braga wants him to lower the taxes even more for the rich in the companies.
Hey, it trickles
They're
down.
Still paying too much. Yeah, it trickles down.
Yeah. I wouldn't have all these great like AI programs if they didn't have more money to spend on it. So
speaking of billionaire companies, today I went to Home Depot, which is
That's a big one.
But the just super basic Amazon Dot or Alexa Dot, whatever it is, basic Alexa in the kids' bathroom has been kind of broken and chunky for about a month. So I was there. I was like, oh, they have one on sale for 50% off. I will get it because I'm here. Long story short, because they're a big theft item, they lock them up in these weird locations. So there's four locations and they rotate them. So the guy was on an Easter egg hunt to find the Dot and couldn't find it, finally found it on the fourth one. It was like, all right, because this took so long, I will give you an additional 50% off. So instead of, it was supposed to be like 70 and then it was 45 and then he was going to sell it to me for 25. Cool. So ringing it up, whatever he said didn't work. They had to call someone up. It didn't work. They had to call him up again. Didn't work. And finally he was like, well, I don't know what. This is Amazon. I don't think they'll notice. It's a button. It's free.
Nice.
Yo!
All right. Okay.
Sticking it to the man.
Sticking it to Bezos.
Yep.
Yo! That's the best.
All right. Cool.
I wonder, this was a manager then. Okay.
It wasn't just, it wasn't.
Because manager would have to like write that off and like keep a inventory.
I'm sure behind closed doors he was actually writing something, but he's like,
fuck it,
Bezos.
Yeah.
He won't notice.
Love it.
Great great question here from CT Benoit.
I agree.
It is from Booble, actually. Missed that. Are you Lowe's, Jerry's, or Home Depot person?
I think I'm not Lowe's. I don't like Lowe's. I don't like the setup of Lowe's. I don't like the fact that the logo of Lowe's looks like the old scoreboard at Autzen Stadium. Look at it. Compare them. It is the exact same thing. Oregon ripped them off. No one likes to say that, but they did. Jeff Lowe is an annoying pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. You know
Derek
what I mean?
Lowe.
Derek Lowe. Derek Lowe. Yeah.
Justice Lowe.
Keenan Lowe.
Keenan Lowe. Well, hero.
He's a hero.
American hero.
Yeah. American hero.
Yeah. Can I say too?
Just
like is there
like
is
my it... boy Scarlatos, by the way. Just
Alec, keep, come on.
Stay a reminder to that.
Shout out to Christine Dreesen, by the way.
Yeah. Big ups.
Big ups.
Save our state, boys.
Yeah. Really focus on the eastern side of the state, because that's really what's important in Oregon. Burns and John Day.
You know, I've heard people are leaving that part of the state. Like one guy. I know one guy who's leaving that part of the state. And, you know, it's going to hell.
Rick
Danner. That's why.
Going to Idaho?
They're moving 11 miles east to Idaho.
Yep.
how courageous.
I would be a Jerry's guy.
Well, real quick, is there another Lowe's other than the one on West 11th in town?
I don't think so.
The one in Springfield?
So, huge reason I don't like Lowe's is because of where it is. Like, it's like if you're on West 11th, you have to drive up to get to it. I fucking hate
it. You do.
That.
It's like a mountain.
I hate that. I hate it.
It's a mountain.
I hate it.
Yeah.
That part with like the Carl's Jr. and the Lowe's.
The Caucus region.
Hate it.
It's just up there.
Hate it. Like
the elevation is crazy.
I ain't going to any business past Fred Meyer on West 11th. Forget it.
You go to that Lowe's.
That means you're not hitting up fucking Arby's. That's a shame.
Correct.
You go to that Lowe's and it's like that's you're in your a Denver sports team. They have 5280 listed everywhere on a Broncos, on a Nuggets uniform, and in Lowe's. You walk into that Lowe's and it says 5280 because that mountain is so fucking tall. It's insane.
Booble
I don't want to be a mile high up.
Booble said missing out on CD World. One, CD World doesn't exist anymore. Two, you're wrong because it was like right next to Fred Meyer, which is on the low part of West
11th. It's in the valley.
Famously, like
it's
right on
still.
Right on West 11th next to where the Quiznos used to be. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And the Blockbuster.
Not on Mount Vesuvius.
I don't want to go on a hike to get to
fucking
Lowe's.
No, it snows up there. I could see snow caps when I was up there today. It was crazy.
Benoit says it's an IHOP now. Is it?
It is an
IHOP.
Yes,
it is.
Wow, wild.
I went there like a year ago just because I knew it was a CD World, you know, at one point, and I was like,
sure.
Whoa. Like, different. This, I used to sit here and be like, I want this Toad the Wet Sprocket cassette.
Yeah. I used to sample the Toad the Wet Sprocket CD before I bought it.
I was sampling Odelay when I was in there.
They used to have pre-concert like meet and greets there. So like I remember like Hieroglyphics came to town once and they did three songs there and like did a meet and greet and signed.
It was so cool.
It was cool as fuck, man.
It was so cool as fuck.
Remember the fucking was it Regal? It must have been a Regal like that was right next to there. There was like a actual theater.
Oh yeah, the theater. Oh
yeah, it was like right next to Fred Meyer. That was wild. Yeah.
I believe it's Home Depot now.
I think that's the, what's it called? The Panda Express is there now. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wait, that is a Home Depot now, isn't it?
I think it's Home Depot, yeah, because it was a little further back. Yeah.
God damn. So to answer your question, I'm a Jerry's person.
Yeah, I try and go to Jerry's. Yeah.
Do you know how far away Jerry's is? To me.
To you.
I go to Home Depot sometimes because I like the credit card I have with them is insane.
Yeah.
But I also try to balance out the buy local thing.
Mm. Yeah.
So but yeah, Jerry's for you is like a different world.
For me, it's the opposite.
So it's right there. Yeah. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
You're in Corvallis, I'm pretty much I mean I might as well be in Cottage Grove.
You're in Cottage Grove. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
I live literally like 2 minutes from it. It's really easy.
A good on Booble, real patriot Booble. The one time I went to CD World, I bought a Kid Rock's first CD. True patriot.
Ba wa ta ba.
Yeah.
His cool. name is Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever listen to Kid Rock on repeat?
Not on repeat, but I think we all listened to that song a lot when it came out.
I do think I don't think Ba wa ta ba really hit me, but on, you know, the gay front, that song with Sheryl Crow kind of got me. Remind me of brighter days. Hope you're coming back this way. It's banger. I don't remember banger. Anything else, but
I say yeah. I guess it is.
Ben
I was more of a
Limp Bizkit, by the way.
Of course, I mean,
oh, it was such a banger. It was so good.
I'm gonna say I'm more a limp. I was more Limp Bizkit over.
Oh yeah. Oh, Limp Bizkit.
Thing.
List.
So it,
without question.
Without question, yeah. So
very, very into Limp Bizkit back then. Like they were.
Who was it?
They were so good. Like the song with Method
people
Man too.
It.
Like that song with Method Man's like one of the best songs ever made. Like period.
People don't want to admit it now, but Limp Bizkit did like cross racial barriers.
They did. No,
they
like,
did. They were accepted. They were accepted in the community. They
the
were
the culture,
the culture,
in the culture. Culture, the zeitgeist culture. They were. They just were.
They were.
People like to make fun of them now.
Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang signed off. What else do you need? That's it.
Diddy was like, "Hey, we're the Red New York hat. It's fun. Mm-hmm. I give you my blessing. I'm a good guy. We're the interlocking red NY hat."
Yeah.
It reminds me of brighter days. You know.
Keep rolling Urban Assault Vehicle Remix. That was a thing. We used to be a culture, like, you know? Like, we used to be a society.
I think it was Lollapalooza in 2021 when Limp Bizkit came back and had their big resurgence. That was an electric 40-minute show.
Was that the Durst? Dressing up old and
yes, with yeah, the white with man, the white wig. Yeah, it was electric. And maybe part of that was, hey, the world's now reopening and we're high on that supply. But in the moment, it was electric.
Who's well, that? What's like a
Limp Bizkit ushering that in? Is it?
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit opening up the world.
Yeah. Yep.
What a moment in time! Tear down that wall and Limp Bizkit reopening America in the summer of 2021 in Chicago, Illinois. That with 9/11, I'll never forget. You know where I was for any of those moments.
So I was trying to figure out who the guitarist was.
Where I was when the wall fell. Wes Borland. I think it was
Moreland.
Yeah. What was his last name? I just remember
Al Borland.
I just remember he was like super, super skinny dude, and he would like always do like the he would paint his entire shave his head like paint his entire body like black, and he'd have like the crazy
the
eye
shark eyes
things okay. like yeah. That did, like in the 90s, that shit was cool as hell. Like I was so into that fucking band, man. And he was a good guitarist.
Yeah. Oh, he still shreds for sure.
Sure.
Hader's going to say he doesn't, but, you know.
Yeah. We don't listen to them. Yeah.
No.
Let's see. Sports? No. Before we do sports, we talked about Jerry's Home Depot Lowe's. Y'all gardening? Y'all getting started? I just had a big mow. I had a big mow today. I'm officially de-weeded. I am ready to plant, so I think that's going to be this weekend for me. But
yep,
how you guys?
I've now mowed twice. Mowed twice in 10 days. I have sprayed the weeds twice. I have pulled some of them. The wife has put out some bulbs. We're in the process of changing out the water in the koi pond. It's a whole thing.
Yes, sir.
It's a whole thing. We're getting ready. You want to know what? Today, Ivan for about an hour because I'd watched so much basketball was like. What I'm going to do? I'm going to be an old white man. I'm going to pressure wash outside.
Oh, yeah.
So for about 45 minutes, I just went out and pressure washed the moss on the cement, hit the cracks, got those weeds out. Oh. You know, I'm not done. Just a first little effort. A little warm up.
Ski, you see this guy? This guy fucks. This guy fucks. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, is there anything more masculine than power washing your house?
Oh, it's great. I even put my palm under that PSI. It was like,
you had to be a
fucking man.
You got to wear flip flops though when you're doing it, because you got to have that little bit of danger.
Slides or flops?
I wore Sperry's. Anything, like a gay person.
Yeah, that, yeah. Gay, yes. Anything that has, you need exposed.
I didn't want to slip. So I wore those shoes.
Well, nah.
All right, that's.
Well, some people are afraid of that thing. You know, like some people are just, you know, that's okay.
But I said, I put it on my palm, but you know.
Ooh, real great. Another great question from CTE Benoit. Man. Question for you, King. He's been wondering the last few days since the weather got nice. He knows you love your HVAC system for heating. How does it do? Does it do a good job cooling?
Haven't turned it on yet.
Not quite there yet. Yeah.
Not quite there yet. Yeah. Yeah. Close.
May want to see how that
close.
Goes.
Close. Have been close. Have the front facing rooms today were borderline hot enough that I probably should have, but I just opened a window because the kids weren't home. So
Ski's making a good point here. You might want to get ahead of that and like give it a shot.
This
like,
your
make the house a little too
with.
Cold. And if
I mean, I'm kind of committed to it at this point, so oh. It is what it is.
That's fair. But like, if you need a repair or something, I don't know how this works.
You might have to know if you need to go buy a fucking window unit that actually works. Yeah. And we'll make your house.
That would be the funniest. That would be very
freezer.
Funny if I had to buy window units to go along with my $10,000 HVAC system.
Jesus.
That would just
fuck it.
Hey,
the
dream home ownership. Yay.
Yeah. Yay. That's when you stage a fire and just collect the insurance money.
Like I said, I've already put one roof on this house. If I have to put another on, hiring a homeless person to burn the house, and I am telling him to meet me somewhere where I know there's no cameras, and I'm killing him. 2 miles down, I'm going to promise him some you know, buzz balls and all that stuff. And when he gets there, I'm killing him.
Well, I think
I'm walking away.
Like, famously, though, like the field behind your house would be a good place to dump the body, right? Like, isn't that?
There's a couple of homes.
It's a dumping ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. I don't know how good Ring Cam technology. I don't know if they can zoom, you know?
I think they could get a lot now. Those Ring Cams.
I
feel like if I just take them to Monroe, if I meet them in Monroe on that bridge, back of the dome, push him over. There's that natural dam that they have the warnings about. He gets chopped up a little. I just drive away.
Easy.
I'll even tempt fate and go to that dairy market just so they can see me on camera in the area.
You gotta have.
Just so my dick gets a little hard after murdering the person I hired for insurance fraud.
Yeah. Swoosh makes a great point. Those Ring Cams caught an arsonist. So, yes, they will catch something near your and around.
Which,
your
by the way, join our Discord, Sportsbury and Discord, if you want to see your Ring Cam video of arsonists.
And alcoholics, apparently. Well, not the people, but the aftermath.
God, like
of alcoholism.
The sheer amount that neighbor drinks is incredible. Incredible. Like, I don't know how that person is alive. Like, genuinely. Like, that is troubling. Like, it's so much. Booble with a good question, though. Like, buzz balls are out now. Like, we've moved past buzz balls. So, like, what's next?
They might come back in the summer. They might be a crisp summer refresher.
It's,
but
they're
the
margs,
moment,
dude. They're margs. Like,
yeah, for the moment, they're not in, but they could be back. Like I said in the Discord last week, I tried a big sip.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. Got like 5 ounces in and ejected. Could not do it. It was terrible. So, you know, maybe.
Well, here you go. Like, join our Discord. Listener, if you're out there, if you're watching this, join our Discord, Sportsbury and Discord. And like, we can find out together. We can, as a community, find something. So get out there. Go try new things and share.
Booble said his vote's Mike's Hard Lemonade. Did they bring back Zima? Is Zima back? Like,
it was a couple years ago.
I think it's gone again.
Is it
gone
again?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. See, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I remember when it came back. It was like walls of it in stores. Like, And then I think a lot of people bought it for like a week and then was like, oh yeah, this is like non-alcoholic. Like, I like alcohol. So
is like looking back at like my childhood, the most effeminate memory of my dad ever was him buying Zima at a Kansas City Royals game. Ooh,
they sold Zima.
They sold Zima in the glass bottle.
Nice. I mean, class it up a little bit. I mean,
yeah. They just popped that top and gave it right to you. And at the time, I didn't know. But, you know, a couple years later, I was like, no. I'm like, that was pretty gay, dude. he had all the options, and you chose a Zima?
Speaking of that, Fender bringing back an old memory from himself that was putting Skittles in a Zima to impress chicks. I don't think that's going to impress what? The... What's your... Going
what's
for
Skittles or... code word for?
Yeah. And what's Chick's code word for?
Why get the Zima? Just get a fucking Boone's Farm. That was basically the same thing.
St. Ides.
St. Ides.
Like, why put Skittles in there? Like, just get a St. Ides.
And change the color. That's yeah.
Cortisol levels are rising. okay, well, how about you, Ski? You doing any gardening yet? You got your yard all set?
Oh, no. I mowed.
Okay. All right.
Grass? I do not garden.
Okay, fair enough. Does your girl garden at all?
No.
Is it just a fucking cesspool? You got like short grass, just, but everything else is like...
It's just grass.
Okay. All right.
Do you water in the summer?
No.
Okay.
In fact, my contemplation is getting rid of grass in my front yard.
Putting in
$30,000
turf system?
Oh, God.
I love that.
$50,000. Yeah.
That shit is expensive.
I fucking wish, but no.
Get some AstroTurf like the Brady Bunch?
Yes. I mean, the stuff nowadays is real good, but people that drop the coin on that, Jesus.
It's crazy.
Insane.
Wouldn't that be great? Just like walking out in your front yard and you just tear an ACL just walking with like old AstroTurf from the 80s.
There's a house that when I do like one of the routes I do a dog walk on, where a couple years ago now they put in turf, good turf, you know, the expensive stuff.
Yeah.
And this spring is the first time I've noticed that like seeds of weeds have infiltrated the turf. And so there's like not a lot. But there's enough dandelions sprouting out of the turf that I just know that owner is incensed every time he goes outside.
Well, I mean, a big part of the turf business was you have to come have them like they like rake it and shit like that and get rid of the weeds like every 6 months. And it's like $150 each pop. So it's like, yeah, you drop $50,000 to, you know, have like a reoccurring $150. Like quarterly or, you know, but I'm over grass. Like if I liked the heat, I would all be for Arizona. I'm done.
Well, that's what
give me sand, give me dirt, give me rock. Yeah.
If anything, Huckleberry wants rocks.
Give me sand, give me dirt, give me what I desire. Oh,
yeah. Huckleberry says the goal is rocks, like he's living in Arizona. So rocks and dust and dirt.
I love the heat. I could move to Arizona tomorrow. No problem. I don't like rock yardscape. I don't think it looks good.
I don't either. Yeah.
I understand the functionality of it. I don't think it looks good.
Yep. I love grass.
Or the worst is people that put white quartz rocks in their yard. Mm-hmm. That's tacky.
Yeah. I mean, WCP is right of just, you know, turning into clover.
See,
but I also don't like.
It's a good filler.
I've done two complete tear outs and clover cycles in my backyard in the last like 2 years. I cannot get the fucking grass to go away. I have tried to kill it. I have burnt it. I have poisoned it, and then I will put down the clover. And I have a lot of clover. Don't get me wrong now. Last year, the clover didn't really come out. I have so much clover now, but I have so much grass still that I know is just going to die, and it's just making me so mad. The clover better just take it over this year, or I'm just going to kill myself, frankly.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's your only option. It's only your option, really.
Grass is tough. Last couple of years, I've been trying to like push it away from certain areas, and then it just comes back. Like, there's
it just comes back.
Nothing you can do. Yep.
Because
I've even tried to like I dig up the dirt, right? Like you scoop out all the dirt, you put the mats over it, you like everything. Nothing from underneath this should ever come back. You put totally new dirt over it. You plant other things on it, and still the grass comes back. Like, it is nothing you can do. It's fucked up.
All right. Question then here. Would it be aesthetically pleasing and or, I will say, socially acceptable if I just turn my front yard? Because I got to keep backyard grass for a dog.
Of course.
But
they have something to dig up and ruin. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. If I turn front yard into a putting green...
I'd be pretty sick.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to worry about people coming and practicing their putting on my house, which
that's
would
an
be
aesthetically pleasing grass. That is fantastic. If you can pull it off, like, because that takes maintenance. So, or even a nice fairway. Like,
turf it. Yeah. Because I ain't dealing with grass.
Gotcha. And then put some sand around it too, like little water feature. Hey.
Get some netting in there. I could get some practice chipping in.
Love that. I love that. That's great. And then this little side yard is like the place where you chip from. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Love that. That's a great idea.
When you're done, you just look to no one in particular and go, I'm going to hit the clubhouse. And it's just your living room. It's great.
Just walk in the door. Yeah.
I'll just yell out for the cart girl in my house to bring me a beer. Yeah. I think that would go over well.
I think so.
Cart girl. Jeez. Yeah. I learned what that is from a cart girl. That was like her job. And I was like, that's a job? What the fuck? You just drive around in a cart and give people drinks while they're golfing? I'd never been to a golf course where they had that because, you know, poor. Mm-hmm. And not motivated enough. Okay, so there's probably sports we should talk about. Like,
there's only one thing in my eyes.
So this WBC ended. The U.S. lost to Venezuela. March Madness started. This is the first year ever that I didn't do a bracket. Nobody asked me. Like, nobody brought up that, hey, let's all do a bracket. Because that's usually how it works. And
it was in our Discord.
Was there?
Yeah, it was kind of spammed in the Discord.
All right, I missed it. Whatever. So first year I didn't do a bracket. I genuinely don't know anything about any of the teams that are in the tournament. And I'm not interested at all in the tournament. Like, for the
typical
first time in
Oregon
my whole
fan.
Life.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What's that?
March Madness, I don't care. Where's spring football?
I don't know.
CBI, though, I'm all in for.
Well, they are not going to the CBI.
Yes, thank God.
I don't know. I feel weird about it. So, like, I'm exploring my feelings and why I'm having these feelings. I don't know. It's just, it's weird. I agree, it's weird. I'm being told to shut up, silly woman. You want to, like, play that? Or, like, I don't know. WCB hasn't watched basketball since last March. Yeah, so maybe that's it. Maybe
shut up, silly woman.
I don't know. Maybe it's playoff baseball. Maybe I like sit down and watch a game and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm hooked again. Maybe that'll happen. I don't know.
I mean, North Carolina blew a 19 point lead today to Bam Tracy. Do you know who Bam Tracy is?
Bam Adebayo, Bam Bam Bigelow. If you're one of those, I don't give a shit.
Like, he played for Oregon for a few years, you know, was a starter, won a couple tourney games.
I'm sure he was. Yeah.
Won a conference title. Won a conference title tournament with Oregon too. Yeah,
was this Adrian Tracy? Is that who you're
talking about? Jadrian Tracy.
Jadrian Tracy.
So he goes by.
Okay,
Bam now.
He went, Yeah. He technically did at Oregon.
All right.
But there's a whole Kwame Evans. KJ goes by KJ, but no one ever called him KJ. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, Dana is really bad at calling guys by names they want to be called, and no one gives a shit about it.
No.
He respects their wishes, and everyone's like, I'm not calling him KJ. He's Kwame.
Like Travis Etienne. Travis Etienne is actually Travis Achan, which is
Achan,
like,
yeah.
Okay. Like, why didn't you say I've seen that a couple times this week. Like, why didn't you tell us? Like, we'll call you what you want to be called. Just, like, tell us.
It's funny. I saw just a couple days ago, I saw a video of his brother from 2023 doing the same thing. He was like, it's A-chan.
Yeah. Trevor? Trevor?
Trevor. Yeah, he's like, it's Trevor. A-chan. It's not A-T-N. It's A-chan. And we're all just collectively like, don't care.
Fuck you. Nope. I'll say what I want.
E-T-N is what I would always call him, too. And really emphasize that E-T-N.
Yeah.
But yeah, King, you could have just said Dana Altman's real bad and just full stopped. Because the one thing you do miss is you see the first round of the tournament is such an eye-opening of seeing these smaller schools. Like, this is like the first year I really did not watch college basketball outside of Oregon and some Big Ten teams. But like, you watch like High Point and you see these fucking ghost pasty ass white guys and they're knocking down threes like nobody's fucking business. And the fact that Dana Altman cannot get someone in that can make an open three for the last, what, since Peyton Pritchard.
He thought he had him. And then
you don't think Shellstad is, I mean, come on. I think we're being.
I think he expected Lynn to be that guy, and he's not.
How?
Yeah.
If you're putting your money on fucking Lynn from the Chinese league.
Lynn stinks.
Yes.
Yeah. Correct there. I know.
But none of the guys were shooters coming out of this.
Come on.
Shellstad's an okay. He's not an elite shooter. He's not as good as all these whites I'm seeing lining it up in the first.
I mean, you watch High Point for 37 minutes.
Yeah.
They may have just hit a heater. That's how March works.
I also saw Siena, all the whites, burying threes.
Yeah, for 20 minutes. And then they scored like 8 points in the second half.
I think they had 20 points in the second half, but still.
I'm just saying, this is a very funny first day. Because, again, 2 years ago, Oregon won a tournament game after winning the Pac-12 title. Disaster. Oregon stinks. Last year, they won 25 games. They were ranked for a lot of the year. Won a tournament game. Almost made the Sweet 16. If they were a Caleb Love miss stop away from making this, Oregon stinks. You want to know who would like to get to the second round? Wisconsin. Because everyone say Wisconsin is a better program than Oregon. You want to know who would like to make the second round? North fucking Carolina. Like, we really take for granted that every time Oregon gets the tourney, which is most years, this year stunk. They get to the second round at minimum. But we're like, stinks. I like Turning Point USAU. I watched them play for 9 minutes. Ah, incredible. What a turncoat.
We've always known the Big Ten, when the tourney starts, three quarters of them are going to get knocked out in the first round or second round. I mean, Ohio State and Wisconsin both go down instantly.
Well, yeah, Ohio State was
classic.
And you did make a great comment. It's like, how would you pick Wisconsin when they lost to Oregon?
They got, you were at that game.
Yeah,
they,
I know.
Housed by Oregon, like 19 days ago. It was like with 12 minutes left, that game was over.
Immediately. Why they were like a four
seed is incredible. Incredible. But yes, you are right. It is frustrating to watch games and just see like the random team that has just two guys that they can't defend.
Yeah.
They're not going to get rebounds. They're, you know, one is a point guard, one is just a catch and shoot guy, and they can hit threes. I will grant you that. That is
Just give me one of those guys that could catch and shoot a three. I just want one.
Yeah. No. You are not wrong. And granted, the transfer portal hasn't opened, but I saw a list today from the targets Oregon is looking at. I'm like, maybe.
I'm only looking at the targets, and I'm only looking at their 3-point shooting percentage. That's all I'm going to look at.
I actually think that's what the list was. It was like shooter, 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 shooter. But even then, I was like, I don't know.
If I see another guy that averaged 11 points at Stetson, I'm going to blow up Matthew Knight Arena. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
If I see another second leading scorer off a shitty team, I'm going to do something bad because I can't watch it again.
Yesterday, I got a phone call, and it was from the Oregon, season ticket, whatever, rep guy. And I was like, if this motherfucker Max is calling me about basketball season tickets, I'm going to text him back. Such a rude call. It was about football, thankfully. Oh, thank God. But I was like, if this guy is hitting me up right now about basketball season tickets, he can go fuck himself.
Hey, I got a great deal for you. I got a nice mini package you might be interested in.
Yes. Yeah, that was what I thought it was. Like, brother, don't care. No. Do not talk to me until October when I'm like, click. No. They did get Chet Cheddarson from, what I mean? Like, I don't know. Some bullshit school. He did shoot 32% from three. You never know.
Boy, does that sound like a guy Dana would get, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, March Madness, WBC. Any takes on the U.S. flaming out to Venezuela and your boy Salvi?
It was like the Royals Invitational. Man, sure so was. Many players the Royals just rocked in the tournament, which means they'll win 80 games and not make the playoffs. Go Royals. There's certain things the WBC never going to be fixed. Not going to throw pitchers like we should. Just not going to happen. So that is kind of baked into the cake for me. That was kind of corny that Skubal pitched like the first game, disappeared then for left. 12 days, came back for the final just to be a spectator so he could get his picture taken if they won.
That's fucking
whatever.
Weird, man.
But this is also just really an American problem because all the Japanese players are showing up. Venezuelan players and the DR players are doing it because they have actual pride that they want to win this thing.
Well, but also it's more of a function of more... More Americans are in the U.S. or in the MLB than Japanese.
That's what I was going to say. But like that's the problem. Is like the U.S. team, like the guys who are missing are all major leaguers. Whereas
the
starters for Japan, they're playing in the Japanese league. Other than a few of them, half
of their offense is in the big leagues. But the difference is the best player in the world is playing in it, and the U.S. couldn't get Skubal and fucking Garrett Crochet to want to pitch. It's shit like that. That is why America's probably, they could still win an event because anyone could win these fucking little mini tournaments. But
I read a story about all falling back on the insurance, right? Is there anything to that? Because the thing I read made it seem like it's like if you're going to insure a certain amount of players, it's like billions of dollars and there's a limit. So you basically have to like pick and choose who you get based on how much they're insurable for. Like,
just if they insured Paul Goldschmidt for this shit, they're fools. There were guys on this team that they had no business. Like Paul Goldschmidt had no business being on this team.
Well, that's the point. Is like that you, if you're gonna have certain guys on the team, you have to pay for it insurance wise. Other guys, you don't. So it's like there's a, you got to pick and choose. You build your roster based on that.
Shohei Ohtani is worth as much as almost every team in this tournament.
Totally.
But in fairness, the Dodgers said he couldn't pitch. Well, and they wouldn't let Yoshinobu pitch either. So, I mean, but like the thing that's corny
through,
to me,
it's like...
the thing that's corny to me is the closer for the Padres.
Mason Miller.
He couldn't come in the last two
unless it was a save.
Because it wasn't a save. Maybe mentally he's not up for that. He's not prepared to come in a hold. He's not prepared to come in a tie game. These fucking dudes have pitched so many innings in their lives in high school, college, the minors, whatever. They were all starters at one point. That is the thing. Well, maybe if he gives up a hold in March, maybe in August, it messes with his head in an important situation against the Mets. Shut up. That's dumb. Don't want to hear that. Dumb. Stupid. That's the shit I hate. Like, I get how they're not going to be like, hey, Scooble, pitch 140 pitches tonight. Got it. Understand it. But the situational things, like, yeah, we just can't bring him in the fifth because he can only come in the sixth. What are we doing? Yeah. What are we doing? And so
the only thing for pitch, the only thing for pitchers is the starter that tries to come in out of the bullpen. Because that's a whole different thing of prepper, you know, being prepared. But also game. If the person's a gamer, they're going to get it done.
We've also seen some pretty epic performances of starters coming out of the pen.
Evaldi coming in and throwing like seven innings in the playoffs of extra inning stuff. It's like a real player will get it done. It's baseball. It's not hard.
But
there's nothing to throw ball.
Making Bryce Harper is fun adjacent. He can have fun, but he can also be that stereotypical baseball player.
Yeah.
Yes. And Aaron Judge being like the faces of the team. And I don't know if you guys have read about how they led the team. It was all military and militaristic stuff. So they were wearing the shirts that said like the enemy is front facing.
They brought in
Yeah, Navy SEALs.
This guy that killed Osama? Was that the guy?
Allegedly killed Osama. Yeah. People on his team seem to dispute that. Yeah. But he takes the credit for it all the time. All the time. That shit is so corny to me. Watch every other Latin team. They're just having fun. And we're like, we're doing it for the Korean troops. What?
And they bring in like Shakira to get the team going.
Yeah, it's fun. And we're just like, you know, doing it for the Lincoln Monument. But,
well, the thing is, they do all this and then they have fucking Mark DeRosa be the manager. Are you trying to take this seriously?
Or like Bryce Harper had a
feels like they're half in, right? Like,
exactly. That's the
thing. They are.
Like,
They are, though. But like Harper had a quote. He goes, well, this is like in the middle of the tournament. He goes, well, I mean, it's not like this is the Olympics.
Yeah.
And in my head, I was like, since when has the Olympics been a big deal for baseball?
Yeah. They always send amateurs.
Had it for like 20, but like when's, like it went away for a very long time. I know it's back now, but when's the last time I don't remember the last time I watched an Olympic baseball game. Honestly, I do not have a recollection.
Like Mark McGuire in like 84.
Robert Ventura and Mark McGuire.
Mike Piazza. I think Piazza was on like one of the last Olympic teams.
I think Clemens wasn't he? Like back in the day? Like
don't remember. Like again, I know they're bringing it back because it's in LA or whatever. But I was like, what are you talking about? The Olympics?
Yeah. You're going to get a lot of buy-in for the Olympics? Like, what?
Yeah, and if you think these MLB teams cared about these guys throwing in essentially spring training time, just wait till they stop the regular season
during the regular
happening
season. Yeah,
and have your $500 million player doing this, and you know, as you're saying, caring more, they're going to be, you know, fully in of throwing 100+ pitches at this point.
Yeah,
I will say that. The baseball players look bad on this front because, you know, hockey, different culture, kind of, well, not that different, but like hockey players have written into the CBA that we will take a break for the Olympics or even last year, what was it? The Four Nations thing. Like we will take 3 weeks off for that. And USA basketball, granted, there are teams that don't like their guys playing. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, the Lakers probably weren't thrilled when Kobe was going balls out. The Heat probably weren't exactly thrilled when LeBron was going balls out. But if the calendar was different, the NBA would take a break for these guys to play because it's great theater. It is great for their game if everyone is healthy. you know, there could always be a Paul George situation where someone's leg explodes in an Olympic game. That's just part of the risk. But like baseball players just don't give a shit. just don't care.
Well, that's what the WBC
American baseball players.
That's what the WBC was created for. It was to
off season.
Be an Olympic alternative that wasn't in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
And Fender says, you know, he's disagreeing with us. Shocker. Fuck off, lawyer guy. But I assume the MLB itself is going to be marketing, because for the
what
MLB.
Does he disagree with? Does he like that we don't care?
But yes, the MLB, I 100% agree. The MLB is behind this because that's great marketing. But the teams and the players, yeah. I don't see them being behind this, really.
Why would they? It doesn't make sense. Yeah. That's why famously, like when the Olympics did have baseball, it would be amateurs, like college kids. Yeah. All right. We ready for our list? We want to just do our list or anything else? Any other sports? Okay. Let's do our list. So there was talk of Vegas getting NBA, right? Isn't that a thing? That happened this week.
Vegas and Seattle
getting NBA this week.
What was their plan of? Was it Minnesota and someone else shifting to the east?
Probably Memphis.
Memphis and Minnesota shifting to the east.
Geographically, Minnesota makes the most sense because you can form like an NFC North if they do it with Chicago and Milwaukee and Detroit. Mm. Memphis is the furthest team east, and New Orleans is the second furthest team. No one gives a shit about New Orleans and
either of them.
Memphis
really.
Yeah, kind of. You're right. I was trying to build a case for Memphis. So
the list comes from Fender in our Discord, which, by the way, join our Discord, Sportsbury and Discord. You can give us list ideas, movie ideas in there. I'll give you the movie we're watching this week after we're done with our list. So stay tuned. For that, I guess, whatever. But Fender gives us the list idea. Top three names for new Vegas NBA team. So top three names that we came up with for the proposed Las Vegas National Basketball Association team. Who wants to start?
I'll start. You start. Yeah, I don't like my list anyway. So yeah, you go.
Because the city's whole point is digging into your pocket and pillaging you. How about that was a misset. let me reset. The city of Las Vegas, their whole point is reaching into your pocket and pillaging you, robbing you blind.
Yes.
How about we name the NBA team the Las Vegas Raiders?
That's genius. Yeah.
Never saw it coming.
I know. God, why don't more people watch and listen to this podcast? Like, we have like brilliant gold ideas all the time. All right, I guess I'll go because Ski hates himself today.
I don't like it.
Here's my stereotypical Vegas name. I'll get it out of the way before we get into the rest of it. The Blackjacks. Blackjacks.
Would their logo be
African American Jacks? Yeah. I don't know.
Would their logo be the old like 70s little like leather swatch that the cops beat black people with? Is that their logo?
Like, no, like they'll figure something out with all the you know, the what are they called? A diamond, a heart, what's the word for that? Diamond heart
shape. A suit?
Yeah. Or just call them the suits. I don't know. Fuck it. This is my three. It's bottom of my list. I don't know.
Fuck it.
What do you want from me? What do you got, Ski? Is yours better, Ski?
It could be. My number three is more of an homage to the, I believe, 1997 Nicolas Cage fucking banger. They'd be the Las Vegas Snake Eyes.
That's great. What's wrong with that?
Also plays...
That's your three? You're starting out strong,
my
guy.
Three.
Snake Eyes is a great name.
Also rolls for gambling, you know?
Yeah.
Very nice. Snake Eyes.
All right. Threes from the chat. WCP, the One-Armed Bandits, or Bandits for short. One-Armed Bandits? All right. Let's see. Booble, Vegas Mirage. Fender, the Vegas Dead Hookers.
Mirage.
Dead Hookers, I guess. Why do they have to be dead? That's my question for you, but okay. Swoosh is the strips.
If you could just use go strippers and have it a playoff of strippers and like the Las Vegas Strip,
Las Vegas Strip
as well. Strippers. It kind of works together. Man.
I love it. It's a double entendre.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Maybe. Lincoln City 69, the Vegas Lazy Rivers.
I do love a lazy river.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Sports and Suds.
But enough about. I had a bad joke. I'm glad you stepped in. Yeah.
Sports and Suds number 3, the Paradise. And the logo is a pair of dice. I like that. That's actually a really good idea. They should do that. Let's see. AK-47s is the Las Vegas Mobsters. I mean, it's basically an XFL team, but
not a great time to go with that with old Chauncey and the shenanigans that
not
went
sure
down
the
to start
NBA
the season.
Would buy into that one. Yeah.
Yeah, not I don't think so.
All right, what's your 2, King?
My number 2 is because when you go to Vegas, Vegas is gaudy, right? Kind of think of like Trump's like White House motif. It's kind of, you know, you can picture it, right? And you go out and things really get spicy when the sun goes down. So how about this for a team name in Las Vegas? The Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Hey. I mean, that's just good thinking right there.
Again, we're just like printing money for this. The NBA.
I mean, come on. God. Whedon and Kennedy, what are we doing?
Figure it out. somebody send them this episode and just tell them to pay us later. Let's see. My number 2 is the Tigers because of their tigers and they killed a guy there and
like 30 years
Sigrid,
ago.
That's Sigrid the... and Roy, the Tigers. That's what they get after. The Tigers.
I thought you were going like Hangover reference.
I mean,
sure. Again, like multiple ways you could look at this Tiger's name that I came up with. Genius Tiger's name. What do you got, Ski? What's your 2?
My number 2. You know what? I'm sick of those fucking fat cats in Miami. I'm going to go the Las Vegas. It's a dry heat. So they're the Las Vegas dry heat.
Again, man, you talked down on your list coming into it, and you've just dropped gold both times. So I don't. Your list is better than my list, Ski. So
low bar here.
Agreed. Let's see from the chat. Swoosh number 2, the Bacchanal buffets. What's Bacchanal? I need help. What is that? Anybody
what
know?
Is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Perfect. Let's see. Booble's number 2, the Vegas Dam. Because the Hoover Dam. Is it a goddamn?
Get it? Goddamn.
Let's see. WCP, Las Vegas Craps. Kind of like that, actually. Lincoln City's, the Vegas Slot Holes.
They got a lot of slots.
Let's see. AK-47, Las Vegas Dead Hookers. Okay. Right. Again, why do they have to be dead? I don't know. But a
bunch of Craig James fans, apparently. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll see. Fenders number 2, the Vegas Rush. That's an actual decent suggestion, I guess.
The Rush.
Like the movie.
Ooh, what a rush. Mm-hmm. They have to come out to that. If they don't come out to that, blow up the stadium.
Sports and Suds, the Vegas Straits.
Yeah. It works in this America.
I like it.
First of all, man, I like vagina. That's one thing I like.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. All right, King, what's your 1?
This one it's a little hackneyed. I think that's how you say it. It's very like stereotypical, and I cannot believe there's not a team in Las Vegas already named this.
I know.
But you know, it's like it's an homage to card games. How about, hear me out, the Las Vegas Aces?
Whoa! Whoa! How is that not already a name?
I don't know.
It's wild. That's wild.
It's crazy. Well,
again, King's like just dropping knowledge here.
Could they just
a Jeremy Piven movie? You know, just they could be the Smoking Aces.
Perfect.
I was gonna say, what if they just got rid of Sacramento, and then they could just be the Kings to go along with the Aces.
It's perfect. Again, Ski, like talking
shit
about
your list coming
into
it. Yeah. I don't know why you're trying to erase Sacramento from the map. It's a very fun city for the 9 seconds it takes you to drive through I-5.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, there's Sacto.
Hey.
Oh.
All right. We've seen it.
Yeah. It's gone. It's just like that.
See the arena from I-5? Yeah. Uh-huh. Saw it. Okay.
Is that thing still up? Have they torn down Sleep Train Arena?
I don't know. I haven't done that drive in a really long time. So very.
I think they have. I think it's.
Yeah.
I think it's a mall. I think it's a mall in like housing now.
Okay.
But the loop is still called like Arena Way. There's no arena there.
Thanks
it's very
to the
funny.
Honorable Mayor Kevin Johnson.
Just very honorable. Yep. Don't look it up, folks.
Don't look it up. Don't Google it. All right. My number one is the Flyers, because when you're in Vegas, you can't avoid people trying to hand you flyers for, you know, prostitutes, shows.
For soon to be dead hookers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, allegedly. I don't know. It happens.
What are the Philadelphia Flyers named after?
I don't know.
Okay.
Genuinely, no idea.
I can tell you.
Yeah, but like, you know, the guys like hitting the flyers against their hands, making you pay attention to them, and then they hand them to you. There you go. Mm. Vegas Flyers. What's your one, Ski?
I got a toss up here. My number one, I'm going to go the Las Vegas Degenerates.
D-gens?
D-gens for short.
That's great. It is great.
My honorable mention, I was going to the Las Vegas Sin.
I don't get it. I don't get that one. Got to be honest. Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't.
One's from the chat. Swoosh. The Vegas Outlaws. XFL had it right in 2001.
Is this not, or is it the XFL? God. What a great league.
Jeff
what
Brom.
What a great team.
Like the,
Jeff Brom.
Yeah, beautiful. Let's see.
Am I breathing, or is this the XFL? Great. Great video.
He walks away. Like the mic drop. He acted like it was a mic drop. That's
his
the most
brain is
part.
Leaking out of his nose. Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. WCP, the Vegas Spades.
I mean, I know we're in a new America. I don't know if we could go that far.
What do you got against David?
Yeah, right. He performs in Vegas. Like, I don't. What's the problem here, Ski? Like, it's clearly named after David Spade. So weird. Let's see more ones from the chat. Lincoln City 69. The Las Vegas Pokers. Pokes. Call them the Pokes. Let's see more ones. AK-47. The Las Vegas Bouncers. Because they're bouncing
hubba
a ball.
Hubba also?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Sports and Suds, Las Vegas Vigs.
Oh, that's a deep cut. That's a good cut. That's a good one.
The Vig always get you, too.
The Vig always gets you.
They always get you. In the game of life, women are the Vig. The goddamn Vig.
It's true.
Booble's number one is the Vegas Athletics. Beat John Fisher to it. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Let's see. Fender is the Las Vegas Lights. Yeah. Okay. AK-47 says Viggs wins. Great name. Yeah. Okay. Some honorable mentions that I'm seeing here. The residencies, the dealers, the Taco Bell cantinas, the Twin Peaks. Pretty good. Vegas Osmonds. I like that one. Yeah, good stuff. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for watching.
What dead casinos?
The what
dead casinos? What dead casinos could they name them after?
Yeah.
The Flamingo.
The Mirage was already dropped.
The Sahara.
Those are good.
Binion's Horseshoe still there, I wonder?
Man, speaking of the 90s.
Monte Carlo, Sands. Man, yeah, there's a lot of.
Sands is good.
They have great. Those fucking eye ties, mobster eye ties, had some great names. God, they knew what they were doing when they built that fucking town in a desert.
Clearly.
Again, like, listeners, that's the first time we've heard Ski say eye ties. We have decided as a community to just let him get away with it. So
he can say it. He can say it. Yeah. He's from Cleveland.
I'm going to call all those greasy-haired fuckers eye ties forever.
It's because he's from Cleveland that we let him get away with
it. And he saw Steve Lavin in an airport.
I saw Steve Lavin at a hotel, not an airport.
It's like, it's the I shook Sinatra's hand thing. Like, yeah. he can get away with it.
My best friend is a gay black man. So
I once
say
saw
words.
Steve Lavin. Like,
his hair was greased back, so
he was
yes.
wearing a suit. What do you want from me? All right, so thank you for watching, thank you for listening. We do a movie podcast every Sunday, everybody, and our movie podcast this week, watch it, listen to us talk about it, is The Running Man. So the new Running Man, it's my
new
movie.
One.
I chose the new Running Man. It is on Paramount Plus. So watch that. Listen to us talk about it. That's it. Yeah. Fuck ice. Bye.